This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Though fishing is still going strong, and I mean, we've got some great fall fishing ahead, this show is devoted primarily to our hunters in the area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, hunting is indeed the topic this week, and right now, if you're a waterfowl hunter, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has secured several waterfowl hunting sites in Macoupin, Sangamon, and Schuyler counties throughout its Illinois Recreational Access Program. Now, these sites are open to the public from November 1st through December 31st, and these sites are on private land leased by the IRAP. Each site can accommodate up to four hunters in a group and can be hunted for five consecutive days. Now, in order to take advantage of one of these sites, hunters must first complete an application and send it to the IRAP program. Lotteries will be held at least weekly to fill each site, and successful applicants will be mailed their waterfowl site permits and other information about the site. The waterfowl sites in Macoupin County already have blinds established. Dogs are welcome, but no boats or ATVs may be used. And sites may be reserved with the application found online at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources site at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. Look for the Conservation IRAP area, and you'll learn a little bit more about the program, and they'll tell you how to go about it. Also, if you're a trapper, various trapping permits for Beaver Dam State Park will be awarded at a public drawing to be held October 24th at the site headquarters at Beaver Dam State Lane in Plainview, Illinois, 62685. Registration for the drawing begins at 10 a.m. at the park office, and the drawing will be held at 11 a.m. Trapping will be permitted in the designated areas at the park from the statewide opening until January 25th. The extended spring season for mink and muskrat goes through February 15th, and beaver and otter trapping will be allowed through March 31st. In addition, a public lottery drawing will be held October 26th for the allocation of trapping permits for Copperhead Hollow Wildlife Area on the Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area. Registration for that drawing begins on October 26th at 11 a.m., and the drawings will be conducted at 11:30 a.m. In another drawing, Coffeen Lake trapping permits will be awarded October 28th at the site headquarters at Coffeen, Illinois. Registration for the drawing begins at 10 a.m. at the site office, and the drawing will be held at 11 a.m. And in one other opportunity, the DNR will conduct a public drawing for allocation of trapping permits for Ramsey Lake State Park on October 28th. So there's another opportunity for folks to get out there and do a little trapping. And keep in mind that it's nearly time for hunters to head afield for the October 22nd annual fall firearm turkey season. Now, compared to the annual spring hunt, fewer folks seem to take advantage of the fall season. Still, it does give the throngs of spring hunters a first look at what to expect next year. Now, anyone who hunts wild turkeys will readily admit that luring a spring gobbler into a shotgun range is almost a most challenging of outdoor sports, and this is exactly what many local hunters are hoping to accomplish during the week and a half long firearm turkey hunt now underway very soon. Interestingly, the spring hunter has little more to work with than the occasional gobble from a lovesick bird and the knowledge of the turkey's natural instinct to find a mate. Take that away, and that's fall hunting. And local Illinois Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologist Kent Boyles looks for a season success to be similar to 2015. Though all indications point to a successful hatch in our area, the numbers are still depressed a bit, and he thinks hunters will find plenty of birds out there to keep them occupied. However, it is the birds that cooperate that mean success, and no one can ever count on these. Deer hunting's the primary emphasis of this second segment of our outdoor program. And right now, we've got some early returns from the archery deer season, and it's kind of conflicting with the returns we received from the youth season. Anyway, during the archery deer season through October 12th, which was 12 days into the season, Illinois archery deer hunters had harvested a preliminary total of 6,235 deer. This is compared to 8,868 for the same period in 2015. Now, we did indeed have quite a bit of warm weather that probably kept many of the deer from moving. So it's primarily too early to really tell if this has any impact on our deer population. But the harvest to that date consisted of 71% 51% does and 29% males, which was 4,425 to 1,810. The top five counties thus far are Pike with 228, Fulton with 167, Adams with 159, Jefferson with 151, and Joe Davies with 140. Up-to-date archery figures will be coming in as we get, and we really do expect this to change significantly as time goes on. But as we mentioned, it doesn't compare to what the young deer hunters did during their firearm deer season. And youth deer hunters harvested a preliminary total of 3,259 deer during the three-day youth deer season, which was October 8th through the 10th in 2016. This is compared to only 2,841 in 2015. This year's total was a record for that season, surpassing the previous record of 3,123 deer taken in 2012. Now, harvest sex ratios were 50% female to 49% male, about 50-50, really. The top five harvest counties were Randolph with 130, Pike with 129, Jackson with 98, Jefferson with 93, and Adams with 89. As we can tell, that the weather was a little more agreeable for these young hunters, and it was a little bit cooler. So I do think that that showed up in the harvest as well. And also keep in mind, there are some archery deer permits still available. In fact, resident combination and antlerless-only archery deer permits are available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. In addition, the non-resident archery deer combination permits are available over-the-counter from these very same license and permit vendors. The Illinois archery deer season, which is now open, continues through January 15th, so it's a long season and we've got a long way to go. And if you're a firearm deer hunter, the remaining firearm deer permits are to be offered beginning about October 18th, which is very soon. So, in fact, I guess it's going on right now. And we can look forward to another great season, I think. It looks like everything's coming along real well. The crops are coming down and the deer numbers are up a bit. So it's looking like we're going to have a very good deer hunt. And if you are interested in a business opportunity, and one final note, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is seeking a vendor to operate the canoe and boat rental restaurant and bait shop at Kickapoo State Recreation Area located near Oakwood in Vermilion County. The concession operation will be authorized to sell and serve food and non-alcoholic beverages. They'll sell souvenirs, provide canoe, kayak, inner tube, and boat rentals and boating equipment, sell Illinois fishing and hunting licenses, marine fishing, picnic, and camping supplies, and to install vending machines around the exterior of the concession building. The concession agreement will have an initial term of 5 years with an option to renew for another five. The mandatory meeting of interested vendors will be held on October 19th at 11 a.m. at the Kickapoo State Recreation Area concession building. For more details, you can see the website, the IDNR website, at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.